for joining us. Kieran here with you. We have a very special guest in the radio. You ready for this? Kaylin Rock. Am I saying that right?
You're saying it absolutely correct.
Yes, rock and roll. What a great name, first of all. You want to put your headphones on there so you can hear Chumbawamba is actually helping to introduce you right now. So, Kaylin Rock, in the studio, local musician, got an album coming out this weekend. Is that true?
Actually, tomorrow.
Whoa, tomorrow.
Yeah. So I still have to get the masters, but they're going to be sent to me today.
Well, wow, you just said masters, and Chumbawamba just said master.
Something
with pomp and
circumstance.
Okay, we are playing Farewell to the Crown right now, partly because it is the birthday of Oliver Cromwell, born in 1599 on this day. Oliver Cromwell raped and pillaged the motherland of Ireland. We're going to go and talk about that a little bit. You know, nothing too down for you folks. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon. A little bit of a sprinkle or here or there out there. Almost feels like humidity dropping, or when you stand underneath a pine tree and like there's moisture that just trickles down really gently. It's actually very harmless, pleasant stuff.
Better than sap.
Yeah, and Kaylin, first of all, tell folks what you're gonna do because you brought your guitar.
I did. I'm going to play some songs. I was thinking of playing one that I just wrote a couple weeks ago that I never played out before, and then some that are going to be on the EP that's coming out tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, but let's hear some songs. We're going to hear some songs with Kaylin Rock. The name of the album coming out tomorrow is...
All Night.
All Night. Okay. So stay tuned. And it's a birthday of Ella Fitzgerald today, born in 1917. Happy birthday, Ella, the first lady of song. Yeah, we're going to have to play a little bit of Ella Fitzgerald. Chris Newman on his way. He actually is coming in. Just got the message. He's running a little bit late. Lauren Giambroni is unable to join us again today. She has been here before and cannot come in. She's feeling a little under the weather. Lauren Giambroni, local medicine woman, local herbalist, makes tinctures and herbals and whatnot here in our neck of the woods. So keep an eye out. Hopefully maybe for next week, Lauren Giambroni. We have just about half hour from now, Christian Swenningson will be coming in talking about local ethanol production. We are looking forward to hearing from that. Hopefully we'll have the folks at Miller's Crossing giving us a farm update just after the 5 o'clock hour. We want to hear what is going on out there in that dry, dry soil this spring. What kind of plants? Chris Cashin hopefully will be calling in. We have an anti-styrofoam activist that we were trying to line up for this week. Not able to do that, but we're hoping to do that next week. We try to do it all here on the afternoon show. Once again, welcome to the afternoon show. It's the birthday of Ella Fitzgerald, John James Audubon, born on this day in 1785. Oh, there you go. That's for John James Audubon. Oh, wait, no. That's for Ella Fitzgerald. Why? Because this is Ella Fitzgerald singing in the background here, born in 1917. On this day in 1901, New York became the first state in the Union to require license plates. Wow. How about that? And now New York is one of the only states in the Union that has its license plates made by slave labor in prison. We have potentially a few prisoners. Listen, I shouldn't say slave labor. I think they might be getting paid for it. But prisoners are the ones who make your New York State license plate. Good stuff to know. Just FYI. On this day in 2004, over a million marchers attended a march March for Women's Lives, it was called, a Women's Rights March. And 11 years earlier, in 1993, over a million people gathered in D.C. for a march for LGBT rights as well, back in 93. In 2013 was the anniversary of Denim Day in Italy. Denim Day was to protest an Italian court's overturning of a rape conviction because the court stated the victim wore jeans. In 1945, the United Nations founded itself in San Francisco. W.E.B. Du Bois, Mary McLeod Bethune, Ralph Bunche, and Walter White, among others, attended the founding of the United Nations, 1945. In ancient Rome, this is a good one. It's Robigalia. Happy Robigalia today. It is the sacrificial rites took place to placate the god of mildew. That's according to the site Our Daily Bleed. We have to really look into that to see if that's really what took place in ancient Rome. But the god of mildew, if there is one, is probably one you would like to placate. Placate? Am I saying that right?
Placate.
Yep. We'll go with it.
All praise be.
Yeah, all praise be to the Robigalia. Placate the gods of mildew, everyone. In 1943, speaking of mildew, LSD was accidentally discovered by Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann. I'd like to find out what the rest of that story looked like. 2006, urban activist and alternative city planner and writer Jane Jacobs dies. It's Arbor Day. Happy Arbor Day, plant a tree. It's also Anzac Day in Australia and New Zealand. Anzac stands for the Australia and New Zealand Army Corps. It's to commemorate their joining World War I. It's also the anniversary of the patent for the thimble. This is important stuff. See why I had to cover this stuff, Kaylin? This is, like, really important. When do you think the thimble was patented? Throw out a year. Wild guess.
Oh, gosh. Trying to think how long people have been sewing for. 1910.
1684.
That's
all right. We're not going to hold it against you. I would have never guessed either. Most or some of our listeners may not even know what a thimble is. But no comment on that. Anyhow, Kaylin Rock, welcome to the afternoon show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks
really
for having
appreciate
me.
This. I was able to catch a couple of your songs there.
Oh, cool.
And tell folks where they can find A, your album, B, your songs, and C, where to find you.
Okay, cool. I live right across from the radio station.
No way.
Yeah. I could not get any more local. But for my music, I have a Bandcamp page right now. And so that's just where I host all my music. I have my show dates on there. And then I have links to Facebook and whatnot.
Okay, how do we go to those links and how do we go to Bandcamp?
Sure. So the web address is Kaylin, which I spell my name K-A-Y-L-N, Rock, R-O-C-K, .bandcamp, bandcamp.com. And that's where all my stuff is.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. And then the album tomorrow gets released.
Yes, called it does.
All Night.
Yep.
Nice. Is this your first album?
No, it is. It's my fifth studio project.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think we should just rip right into some music if you're still up for it.
I'd love to, yeah.
Great.
Cool. I'm just going to take my headphones off quick, too.
Okay, no problem. Kaylin Rock, ladies and gentlemen. Live on the afternoon show.
I don't care if it's
Nice. Fantastic. Which one was that?
That was called Everything. And I actually, that's on Bandcamp.
And that is on, that's a great song. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Awesome voice. When did you, and playing, when did you get into music?
Ever since I was really young, I really wanted to be involved in music in some capacity. But I didn't start writing, I think, until I was like 14 or 16.
Okay, so you, well, that's pretty good. You actually started writing your own songs at, in your early teens. That's pretty cool. And where are you from?
I'm from Hudson.
You are from Hudson.
Yep.
You're an OG, a Hudson OG.
I'm an OG.
An OG. And you stuck around Hudson. You stuck it out.
I did. I can't, to be honest, I left after college and lived in a whole bunch of different cities. And then I came back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, by the time I came back, Hudson was so different.
Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't feel like the same place I grew up.
Talk a little bit about that, how it was growing up around here, and what would you say the main change has been, or how would you categorize when people ask me, wow, Hudson has changed so much, or I say Hudson has changed so much, and like, well, how do you mean? What's different about it? It's just an interesting topic. So how would you characterize it?
Well, I think the Hudson's changed so much because of just like the independent businesses that we're fostering. It's fantastic. When I was younger, there was nothing to do down here. And yeah, when I was a teenager, all you did was you went to the movie theater and then you walked across the street to Walmart. And that's why I try to get away as far as possible.
Now Walmart's back on the same street as the movies. I mean, on the same side of the street.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Actually, it has its own town back there now. It's like
Walmartville. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Mega Walmart. And the old Walmart now houses the Steiner Library. And
I didn't know that.
It's some independent space, local, I think, Free Columbia, people with the affiliated with the Waldorf communities and the Steiner anthroposophical communities. They have a space there that houses an amazing library.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the old Walmart building.
I think things have changed so drastically within like 5 to 10 years that I don't think anyone would imagine them housing anything in the old Walmart.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about the transmutation of substance.
Yeah.
There we go. I want to hear another tune, though. I'll stop blabbing here, and I want to hear from you. Can you play us another one?
Sure. Thanks.
All right.
This song's called Overtime, and this is going to be on the EP that's coming out tomorrow. It's going to sound much different, though. You first start up the car, and then you say goodbye. You've got me going in overtime all the time. You make me chase your love until it's justified. You've got me going overtime all the time. Overtime all the time. You bring my words to bloom and leave them out to dry. You've got me going overtime all the time. You're gonna kill the sun before the summer dies. You've got me going overtime all the time. How dare
But I want your ice cream, and I want your coffee grounds. You're looking at me, and I can't figure out how we both got here, and how can I
time
and all night
I'm very I exaggerate a lot.
I wonder how you came up with the name All Night for your album. You don't have to answer that.
Oh, okay.
But you can.
We'll let the listeners guess.
Okay.
All Night, it's the title of one of the songs.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Do you want to just comment a little bit on the local music scene too, and like who's been helping you out with recording, and you want to give some shout outs and to folks, or pitch some live? Are you gonna do some live shows, or have you been playing? If you just want to just talk about the local scene a little bit.
Sure. I think the local scene's really interesting. I'm fortunate enough to work with some other fantastic musicians locally. Stephen Bloom, who's fantastic. I don't know if you've ever seen him live. He's great. A lot of energy. I'll be playing a show with him on May 28th at Spotty Dog.
Spotty Dog, yeah. Books and Ale, right here on Warren Street. They don't just have books, art supplies, and other stuff. They have beer.
They do, yeah.
Books and ale.
Yep.
Together.
Combination.
It's a great combo, actually.
Yeah.
And they do these shows. They push the bookshelves are on, like, wheels, and they push them back to the very back, if I think they're still doing that. I haven't been in a little while. But they're a very vigorous supporter of the radio station here. So,
oh, awesome.
Big shout out to Spotty Dog.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So May 28th, you'll be playing there with Mr. Bloom.
Mr. Bloom.
Stephen Bloom.
Yep.
And where were you able to get your recording done?
So I've recorded locally in the past, but with this project, I recorded with my drummer who lives in Williamsburg.
Down in Brooklyn.
Down in Brooklyn,
the
yeah.
The connection, the Brooklyn connection.
I know, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so the EP itself has a very industrial sound to it that's more like kind of like indicative of Williamsburg.
Hmm.
So the song I just played, the version on the EP is pretty night and day. But I can't make synthesizer sounds on my acoustic.
Right, and
so
I could do some percussion.
Oh, cool.
With the countertop here and
there,
some spoons, maybe.
Nice.
I did notice, listening to your song, you have a very lively musical additions to your songs as well.
I do, yeah.
And what other types of musicians, instruments do you have play with you?
So two extremely talented guys, Justin Hoffman, he is my drummer and he lives in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole EP I did with him. And then there are a couple of people that were really able to help out with additional synthesizers and stuff. And Josh Cohen, who lives in Boston, who I've worked on my past two projects with. And he tours doing like live audio engineering for like bands and stuff. And so for this recent project, he was on the road. And it just kind of made sense to kind of collaborate more with my drummer since we haven't really went into like a full project, just the two of us before. So yeah, it was really exciting. So those two guys, Josh Cohen and Justin Hoffman, are like the people I go to write and to record with. And they both have their own studios.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's good to be able as an independent musician to be able to find that kind of support.
Oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. Yeah.
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 Yeah, because it's a tricky world out there. We got our guest, or my co-host here. He's been helping me out. Chris, he should be here any minute. He often brings his guitar.
Oh, cool.
And he's been in the world of music for quite some time. And we often talk about the world of independent music here on the radio. So definitely glad to support you as best we can. Oh, yeah, one more time. Kaylin Rock.
Hello.
Hi, Kaylin. Has an album coming out tomorrow called All Night.
Yep.
And you can catch her on Bandcamp. It's Kaylin. It's K-A-Y-L-N.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It seems like it's misspelled, but that's yes. really how you spell it. Yeah.
It was tricky because the first text I got actually had you as L-Y-N, but it's not. It's L-N.
That's K-A-Y-L-N. Okay. I have family members that do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well... I have a tricky name, too. And you can go, what's the website again?
Kaylin Rock. So K-A-Y-L-N-R-O-C-K dot Bandcamp, BANDCAMP.com.
Fantastic. Can we hear another tune?
Sure.
Cool. Great.
This song is about donuts. Let's go out and go get donuts and tell me about last night. Did your lover like the color is timing just not right? Friend, I love you just as much as a wild child with a sad song can bring a party down. Bye.
Kaylin Rock, rocking out. Let me just tell you, best name in the world for a musician.
Thank you.
That's great. And it's not a stage name?
It's not. A lot of people think it is, which is funny because I don't think I evoke a lot of, like, just rock energy.
Right.
Like, that kind of rock. It's actually, I'm French-Canadian. So when my family came over, we changed it, I guess, to better acclimate ourselves.
Cool.
Yeah. That was a really long time ago, so.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Straight up Hudson from here on out. Mm-hmm. We have another person just walked in the studio, Mr. C. Newman himself, another local musician. We're just packing the studio with local musicians today. So good to see you, Chris.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. Nice. Thank you. Yeah, I did it myself. How about that? I did. I've only gotten a haircut once at a barber shop in 1999 and hated it. Got really angry and then had to pay him
$24. Oh, wow. That's expensive.
Is it?
A haircut?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's sort of what goes on.
That's probably what got you more mad was getting taken.
Yeah. I was upset. Oh, man. So, once again, Kaylin Rock got album All Night. It's called All Night. Mm-hmm. Coming out tomorrow. Go to Kaylin Rock at Bandcamp. And where can we get the album? Is that on? That's how Bandcamp works, right? See, I should know this kind of thing. I'm a little bit behind in the takeaway knowledge.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, I love Bandcamp because you can download different quality of like audio files. So some people that want like a higher quality than an MP3, you can download it right from the site itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's eventually going to get on iTunes and everything too, but I like to start out small and just have it on my website. But yeah, they'll be able to download it right from Bandcamp.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, great. Thanks again. And
thank you.
Can I ask you can we go out with one more song? And
sure.
Or you you just want to keep that for the surprise tomorrow? Your choice. You can play another song or?
I will play another song.
Do it.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I'm going to play the song I just wrote a couple days ago. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's good.
Okay.
Is this the first time the public will be hearing this song?
Yes.
Yes! You heard it first on the Monday Afternoon Show, folks. Kaylin Rock, she just wrote this song, completed writing this song a few days ago.
Yes. Thank you.
Why do we hold on to the ones that do us wrong? Do what's wrong? Why do we tiptoe while lovers start a faucet flood? Is it my fault? I don't give to give, but you know there's a deficit. But you know there's a deficit. I don't give to get, but you know there's a deficit. But you know there's a deficit with us. How could you forget me?
Thank you, Kaylin Rock.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you coming in.
I loved it.
Monday afternoon show. Very helpful. So good luck with the album tomorrow. All Night, it's called, folks. Go to Kaylin Rock. That's K-A-Y-L-N Rock, like the rock, at Bandcamp.
Yep.
Just like the French-Canadian rock.
Yes.
And great to have a local Hudson born and raised musician coming in the studio, too. So keep up the good work.
It's awesome. I love going out of my apartment and just being able to come over here in 5 minutes. It's a dream come true.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's a win-win.
All right.
Thank you so much, Kieran.